Welcome to the Rising Feminine Collective podcast. I'm your host, Nina Petruzzo, and I'm so honored that you're here. This is a sacred space to inspire, elevate, and amplify your life, your business, your relationships, and your gifts. Hi, everyone. Welcome back for another conversation on the Rise and Feminine Collective podcast. I'm your host, Nina. And today we have a really, really, really juicy and uplifting and expansive conversation for you all. I sit down with one of my dear friends, Fallon Lev. Fallon is a yoga teacher, a lover of words, a feeler of the feels, and a personal gem finder, and someone who is wildly passionate about helping other women fall in love with themselves from the inside out. Through personal style, Fallon works with women all over the world to help them embody their self-worth, confidence, and unique self-expression. Over the years, she's come to realize that personal style is often the missing element in a woman's success and personal growth journey. In Fallon's world, you'll be undeniably be dressed and adorned with big love from heart to toe. And I adore Fallon so much. We met a couple of years ago, actually, when she was going through a major turning point in her life, which we dive into inside of this episode and conversation. And we connected so deeply because we are both women that are really devoted to and walk the path of the heart, and our language just deeply resonated with each other. And we also spent time working with the same mentor, and we got closer during that time. And Fallon and I have both received, you know, each other's energies and gifts, you know, within the realms of our businesses, and really have just supported each other immensely as sisters over the last year and a half or so. So I'm excited for you to receive this conversation because it's really fun. It's really playful. It's really expressive. We dive deep into, you know, what it truly means to embody confidence, what it means to be in the fullest expression of yourself, really anchoring your own self-love and really coming back to the remembrance of your inherent worthiness and wholeness. There is so many gems and jewels inside of this, and this whole conversation really, really lit me up. So I am so grateful to share it with you. This will be great to enjoy just, you know, sitting and relaxing somewhere, or also maybe if you're out on a walk or doing something in your home. I feel this conversation is just going to bless you and uplift you in a really, really powerful way. So enjoy, and we'll see you on the other side. Yay! Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm always so excited, but I'm really excited today. I have my dear friend Fallon here, and Fallon and I also haven't caught up in a while. So this just feels like a really fun sister catch up today. And Fallon, I'm so grateful that you're here and for just blessing us with your energy and your presence and your wisdom in this space. And as we kind of begin to dive in, I would love to hear just what is alive on your heart and what has been present and pulsing in your body.
I just love and adore you. Like, I feel like I can't even believe that I get to sit here with you for like however long this conversation is going to be. And thank you for this beautiful question. And honestly, I feel so much aliveness in my body right now, currently, like just like pulsing and buzzing and just also groundedness and presence. So thank you for gifting me that. Mm. So you know what? Last night I was up, I could not sleep, and I'm a really good sleeper. Something came over me. And so next month is the 2-year anniversary of a really big part of my life where I was in an accident. It basically just like exploded my heart into the most beautiful capacity to feel love, to know love, and to heal deeply. But last night I was up and I started this just like remembrance of, I want to remember all of the details of that phase of my life. Mm. It's something that was like so sacred to me and something that I just like always want to be a part of me. And right now I feel very far away from that version of myself, just because, I mean, that's when we met and I was so fragile. I was, yes, so fragile, and my body was literally broken. And at the same time, it was the most incredibly tender part of my life. And it was so sacred and so special. And it's a feeling that I hope to keep alive in me, like at all times and always. And that's why, honestly, this conversation, like, I know we've been talking about doing this podcast for a while. It could not have come at a better time.
Yeah. I have like chills as you're talking, because I know a lot of that journey that you've been through. And I feel like 2 years is kind of a, something happens within 2 years. I feel in that time we go through the full process of surrender, and we really navigate the void and the vastness of the desert and the crumbling and just like all of what we used to know becoming totally dismantled and dissolved. And then that walk through the wilderness where we're like gathering the pieces and doing that deeper healing and beginning to integrate the lessons from whatever the experience or circumstance brought to us. And then I feel like as we're emerging out of like that 2 year mark, we're in the promised land, which to me is like the full integration and embodiment of the journey. And it's like this whole new way of being has emerged. And I love that you just shared, Fallon, like I want to hold the whole journey as sacred is like what I'm hearing from you, and to really even allow, I'm sure what were some of those really challenging pieces within it, like really holding them with such tenderness and like letting them be such a part of who you are today. And I would love for you to share kind of more of the context of that journey, if you're open to it, you know, with this community, because I mean, Fallon, you are like the definition of resilience and grace to me, like especially through witnessing you, you know, through that journey. And it is, it's so insane. Fallon and I, like, I think knew of each other when I lived in San Diego. Fallon is still in San Diego, and we kind of like circled in a lot of the same communities because we were both yoga teachers, but we didn't really get to know each other until, you know, kind of around that time of the accident. And we got really close, you know, through friendship and being in similar spaces with other mentors over the last couple of years. So I've just seen you emerge so gracefully from all of this. So I would just love for you to share whatever you feel called to share in that journey with us.
Yeah, I would love to. It's not something I like have talked about recently, you know, it was such a big part of my life for so long. And what you just spoke to totally resonates. Like for me, what it was like, I remember my biggest fear wasn't necessarily that I wasn't going to be able to walk again. So we'll start with the beginning of the journey. So I was in an accident where I was hit and left on the side of the road after being hit by a car on my scooter. And like last night, the details that I was remembering, just like, I want to remember that feeling of sitting up by myself, being heartbroken, crushed, embarrassed, humbled, like every single emotion, like just came pouring over me. But I want to hold on to that. And then every detail of just the way I was so supported by the San Diego community and by the online space. Like I know you and I came into friendship because every single post that I shared, like you just like totally, it reached you and it landed for you. And like our language, our poetry, like we just speak each other's language. And I love that that brought us into closeness, into relationship. So I spent 3 months in a hospital bed, unable to move my legs. And it was such a gift that I was able to wiggle my toes. Like that was kind of that knowing was what I was holding on to, that I would walk again. So I was so grateful. And I know that that like helped me, like knowing that deep inside of me, like I would walk again. But at the same time, my biggest fear was that I would forget who I was, or that I would never be the same. I was like, how am I going to come out of this? Like knowing like who I am. And I've always been so confident and so secure in my beingness, and all of that was taken away from me. I just like lost connection to my body, looking at my legs, like they didn't even look like they belonged to me. It was like, I was looking at these two foreign objects. And at the same time, I was just like, so in awe of them. Like, I remember the feeling of like, first people would have to help me bend my legs. That was my exercise. And then the celebration that came with me being able to bend my knee, it was huge and it was massive and it was so exciting. It was so beautiful to witness. First of all, just like the healing body, like our humanness is just like massive and incredible, but also just to witness myself and to be witnessed. Like, I've never, ever in my entire life been that vulnerable. And I'm so thankful and grateful that something inside of me from day one of the accident, I chose to share every step of the way. Like, I shared it with and brought so many beautiful people into my life, and it opened my heart into a way that I had never known. And I just feel like I have a greater capacity to feel empathy, to feel love, to know love, and to receive and give love. Yeah. So I hope that, yeah. So 3 months in a hospital bed, unable to move my legs, I had to learn to walk again. And, you know, it was all a beautiful experience. My mom lived with me, took care of me, and I learned to dance again. And that brought me back into relationship with my body. And, you know, something that stands out to me is like, I used my style as a way to bring me back into myself, my sense of self. Like every day my mom showered me and I would put on a crop top and I'd put on big earrings. And that was my way of just feeling like myself, even when I had my broken smile, like just putting on those things that helped me remember who I was really propelled my healing journey as far as like mentally and emotionally, and eventually, of course, physically.
Yeah. I was just tearing up, Fallon. Oh. Just like thinking of you. And I mean, and Fallon really has, I mean, you can go back and all of her links will be below, you know, on her feed. And she really did so open-heartedly share so much of this journey with her community. And I mean, it touched my heart deeply. And Fallon is also a heart worker. I think Fallon, you might've like coined the term heart worker and like heart work, right? and just carries that essence of love so, so incredibly in her presence. And there's so many things I want to like ask deeper questions to with this, but the first one that kind of that comes to mind is really, what do you feel, Fallon? Because I know that vulnerability is, I just had a conversation with a woman just before our call around fear, around vulnerability in being seen, right? And exposing those deeper depths of our heart. And I feel again, the way that you were in relationship with this journey was so in your feminine essence of like really softening into the deeper heart of the matter and being unafraid to receive support, receive love, receive care, receive nurturance, you know, receive healing. And in so much of the feminine journey really asks and requires us of that vulnerability, of that openness, of that willingness to truly let life in and to let life live through us and move us. But for women that are more fearful of vulnerability, whether it's because they fear they might be criticized or humiliated or embarrassed, right? Or all the things that kind of come up that we kind of spiral into when we think about like, ooh, revealing these deeper parts of myself. What is advice you would give for supporting women and like letting themselves be a little bit more exposed? And what do you feel really helped you feel the safety in that exposure of your heart and sharing your truth in that journey more fully?
Yeah, it really was a softening into the heart. And it's not something that ever came naturally to me. It like, I've always had like an ability to tune into it, but it wasn't at the forefront of my beingness. And I like honestly believe vulnerability is the gateway towards your safest way of expression and being seen and received. It brought me into a closeness to so many people. It brought me into a closeness to myself. Like I look back at my experience, and if I didn't gift myself that space to be seen, to be held, to be received, it would have just, I think like my world could have come crumbling down. And I remember like on the paperwork from the surgeon, like the only complication that could have gone with my my surgery was depression. And it was like these loud, big, alarming words. And there was like one day in my journal that I wrote, like, I couldn't get anything out of my bed. No one could come see me in the hospital. So like one day I wrote my journal and the only thing I wrote was, I don't want to lose my light. And that's something that just like really stuck with me the entire time. Like, and I felt like the brighter I shine, the more people it brought to me and the more love that I received. And it was like, I've never felt so much love in my entire life. Like, and I welcomed it in. You're right. Like I did, I had to open myself up to receive that love and it transformed my life. Like it transformed, like that journey could have taken me a very different direction.
Totally.
Yes. And, you know, I think intuitively, like I just surrendered and I welcomed in the support. And I think people really felt into that. And it was like, I just had like constant gratitude pouring in and out of my vessel. And it was something that just like kept me in a constant overflow state of love.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that you brought in the gratitude piece too, because again, like you said, I mean, even I was listening to you talk about it deeper again here, I was sensing like, wow, this journey could totally go in two completely different directions, right? Down into a spiral of, you know, just like hardness and even, you know, victimhood, like all of those, of course, questions that I'm sure even came up, you know, in your journey in moments, but we always have a choice with how we meet those things of like, why did this happen to me? And, you know, was the world out to get me? And, you know, I'll never come out of this and I'm never going to be the same, right? Like we can so easily go that way and into that spiral of just downward, you know, descension spiral, or we can choose to open ourselves to still feel. I'm not saying that we are going to like bypass pain and, you know, the difficulty. And I'm sure sometimes and in moments, heavier emotions that of course need to be felt and expressed and witnessed and received in your own body. But, you know, there is that choice to be open to love and to be open to whatever blessing is present in this moment and to be open to really feel and sense the gratitude in the small things, like wiggling your toes, bending your knees, right? Being able to put on like a cute crop top and your favorite earrings and like having your mom support you and all of those blessings that got to come in because you were open to receive the goodness of that. And I just think that that's a really powerful reminder for us all, you know, in every moment we have a choice to essentially embrace life or resist life. And I feel your journey is really one that is able to, you know, give this permission slip, I think hopefully to other women listening, that although, you know, sometimes we meet really hard things in those hard, challenging times, we can still choose to be open. We can still choose to embrace and not, you know, think, oh, this is just happening to me, but can I think about how this is happening for me, you know, and where can I like resurrect some kind of beauty from this really hard situation and challenge?
Definitely. And, you know, there were obviously questions, like you said, like, why did this happen? What lesson am I meant to learn? Mm-hmm. And it was important to me also that I detached from that, that I didn't put any expectation on the situation. And, you know, I'm still figuring out what that lesson really was. At this point, I do think, like you said in the very beginning, like it's now is the time where it's all integrating and it's all coming together. And I know it's going to continue to ripple out into like years of my lifetime. But I do believe that, yes, I opened myself up to receive love. And I think it also taught me how to give love even more in a bigger way with like just a greater capacity of my heart.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like moments, I feel like this, that really bring us quite literally often down to our knees that we open to love and we really become a more reciprocal channel for love to flow in and to flow out. And I feel too, Fallon, I mean, I know that you've taken this journey into your work and what you do to support other women today. And something I always say is, you know, like we can only meet people as deep as we've met ourselves. And again, when you're speaking about vulnerability, the word that kept coming to mind is intimacy. You know, vulnerability is really like the vessel and the vehicle for intimacy, for connection, for truth. And I feel until we can like embrace that for ourselves, we can't necessarily fully embrace others as they expose and open their own hearts. So, you know, if we're not being open and vulnerable within ourselves, we're essentially still creating resistance in that divine channel of love, in that giving and receiving process.
Totally. And that's something I remember, the feeling of like disarming myself, like, and it's like walls had just like kind of like dissolved. And I did, I felt a closeness, and it's almost like even like you and I coming into friendship and relationship, like, I don't know if I would have been open to that. I don't know if I would have been ready to see you, to be witnessed by you. And like, you know, and just like the, it's a very intimate moment that I was able to like really curate and then be a part of. And it's also like the vulnerability piece, like that choosing to belong in a community. Cause at that point I just started my business. So I just come online, you know, I've been teaching yoga for 10 years in San Diego and like very confident in who I was offline, but coming online, it was like, I felt like I was starting all over. Totally. And then, I mean, and that kind of leads into my journey, like as far as like my business, but like I had just started my business, the accident happened. So then I went into like a year of like deep healing. And yes, I called myself a heart worker because that's what I believed I was doing. And I was doing it for myself just as much as I was doing it for my community. And it was received so well. And it led me into so many different avenues of like where I got to take my business. Like, I think I probably would have still been teaching yoga, and there's nothing wrong with that, except I know for sure that that chapter was just, I was complete. And I mean, I still teach yoga. I still love it, but I don't do it full time. I do it for fun. I do it for pleasure, community, and connection.
Yeah.
And now it's truly just opened up so many different pathways and avenues of self-expression and togetherness and friendship. And I'm just so grateful. Like it just, yeah, it opened up my heart and my eyes to like a world that like lived so far beyond me, except it was so close. It was just like on the other side of my vulnerability.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And it is so different, like translating like who I am offline here to, mm-hmm. you know, being online. And that might be something we touch on. And I kind of love, just the evolution of this conversation. Cause the next thing I was really going to go into, cause it truly did happen. I feel in tandem, you know, kind of as an outside witness, Fallon, like the accident, but also like the birth of your business and your expression online and what you were sharing and like developing this other community essentially that was really centered around living and being in the heart. And I know that you mentioned, you know, kind of through the time of your healing, that's when you began to connect deeper to your own style and to really like be able to feel like my sense of self is still here because I'm able to express it through my style. And again, when I think of Fallon, and again, if you go find Fallon, she is like the queen of iconic style. She is the queen of like Fallon has styled me. I wear the clothes still Fallon that you gifted me like last year all the time, you know? And I feel even again, Fallon being around your presence has given me another like permission slip in the way in which I get to express myself, you know, through not only my style, but also again, my beingness, my heart, my openness, those deeper levels of vulnerability. So I would love to hear this like journey around style and like what that means to you and how you share and express that in the world around you.
Oh my God, where to even begin? But
it's a loaded question.
Yeah, I do feel like I am a huge permission slip. And I think it started with me dancing online, my unapologetic selfies. Like I take a daily selfie and I post it to my community. I have never once received any feedback from people being like, there's just like no negativity. It's like, I just feel like a celebration. I feel like people see me and I see them. Like, I hope to encourage other women to celebrate themselves. Like my whole mission is to help other women fall in love with their bodies, fall in love with themselves. Like, and through clothes, like it's not even about the clothes. Yes, the clothes are cute. They're comfy. They're fabulous. but it's about changing the way you look at yourself in the mirror, being excited to see yourself, being excited to present yourself to the world. And like, I know certainly how it feels to hide, to shrink, to like literally leave the house being like, oh my God, I hope I don't see anyone. And I also know exactly how it feels to be like, I hope I see the world. And the way it turns on my personality. And I think of often like how many opportunities people miss to connect in their lives when they're hiding, because there's little moments of like a smile where you could change the course of someone else's day, or just a tiny conversation, yeah, or like the way compliments really open up communication between strangers and a closeness. Like friendships are born off of compliments. Yeah. You never know where that conversation is going to lead you. Yeah. And most of my compliments throughout my day are on my style, and it never gets old. Like you tell me you love my jeans, my favorite compliment is I love your style. I love, yeah, your vibe. I'm like, yeah, thank you. And like, you know, I own it and I receive it. Like I not only receive it, but I feel it in my body and my bones and my heart. And it just brings me into such an aliveness. And then it totally just translates into the way I show up as a friend, as a business woman, as a leader, and like the conversations that I have, the words that I choose to use, how I walk into a room, where I choose to sit when I go to a restaurant, like creating that sense of like visibility, the desire to be seen. It's so liberating. And we are all so deserving of it. Like there's no right or wrong way to dress. And that's something that's really important to me that people know. It's literally whatever makes you feel most like yourself. That is my goal when styling clients. How can we make you feel most loved? Live in your self-expression. I'm not asking to look like you, like yourself. Me to do this for a while, but it's like an amazing show, and it's hilarious and it's funny, and like the coaching and the styling, everything about it is just amazing. But it just shows like how big the work really is. Like exactly what they're doing is like they're going into someone's life and they're giving it a complete makeover, and not in a way that like anything was wrong with their life before, but in a way that it gets to be better, and just like, yeah, bringing you back into yourself.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I love everything you share around this so much, because again, I always feel like, and I feel like this is how you think about it too. It's like the style, the essence, all exists within it. It's like within your heartbeat, your pulse, like your cells, like it truly is those deeper aspects of your personality. And then we get to have fun and play and like use what we put on as really just kind of like an expansion of that expression. But this is what I always think too, like when I'm really attracted to someone, even if they're like wearing something that I just like love, right? It's not necessarily because of the outfit. It's because of like their presence beneath the thing that they're wearing. Do you know what I mean? Right? It's like that inward light, that inner expression, that inner radiance that just gets to shine through and really compound when we feel good and when we feel, you know, connected to that radiance. And I would love to hear, Fallon, you know, like for any woman who is developing, you know, deeper trust, you know, within herself, you know, deeper levels of self-love and self-care, you know, beginning to feel more comfortable with witnessing herself in the mirror and like going out in the world. And again, being more unapologetic, like not shape-shifting herself to whatever room she's in, which I know is something that we so often do, especially as women. We like kind of fragment these different parts of ourselves, right? To fit into the box that we think it should be in, to have other people love and accept us, right? This is such like a human thing that we do, but I find, especially as women, all of our little complexes with the good girl are so attached to this and like, right, compounded with that. So I'd just love to hear like, what advice you give for women to feel like they can fully embrace to be that wholeness of who they are and to be more unapologetic and like sharing that with the world around them and not making them think they have to like conform to whatever room they're in, you know, really carrying themselves into that room, being who they are.
Yeah. Just piggyback off what you just said, like I had just like a huge like light bulb, but like it really isn't about the clothes. It's about who you're being while you're wearing the clothes. The clothes are just a vehicle.
Yeah.
But yeah, a vehicle of self-expression. And honestly, like I know what it's like to kind of change, shape, whatever that word was.
Shape, yeah.
Yes, that. You know, like I just moved up to North County and Encinitas, and it's super casual here. So there's parts of me that's like, ooh, can I wear that in this little like local beach town? Like that might be too much of a vibe. But at the same time, like I want to be that vibe. So I think we get to set the standard. Like, what is your vibe? What makes you feel most confident? What makes you feel comfortable? What makes you feel safe? It's not about getting attention. It's about, like we said, it's about who you're being while you're wearing those clothes, because that's what's going to attract people into your world. You're like, you're decorating your soul with love, with color, with texture. And that's the vibrancy that comes through, like your energetic signature that you get to place on this world. It's something that is felt by the people that you shake hands with. It's something that's seen, and like, it's just like, it's this whole aliveness that you're almost like depriving yourself of when you play small. And it's something that maybe doesn't come so naturally to everyone. And honestly, the best way to do it is to get curious, to be playful, like play dress up. It's something that, like, you know, it's a practice like anything else. Like the next time you get ready, give yourself 5 extra minutes to like play around with adding a few extra accessories. Whether like you're like, oh, I'm not an earring girl, like, but maybe you are. And I can't tell you how many people don't think they can pull off hats, but like, yes, you can. Like hats are, first of all, they're such a statement maker, but they're also like, there is no better feeling than like owning your bigness when you're in a hat, when you've got like a fabulous hat. It's just like this like staple piece. And it just like, you take up space, like energetically, you can feel your field get bigger. Yeah. And it's such an amazing feeling. So I think what it is, you know, we talk about like cleaning out our closets all the time, but I think it's also something that you get to do with your mind, like a closet and a mind detox simultaneously. Get rid of those limiting beliefs. Like, I can't pull that off. I'm too fat. I'm too old. She wore it better. Like, or trends, like let go of all of that stuff. It does not even matter. It doesn't matter wearing white after Labor Day. Like none of that, like whoever came up with that, like, no, thank you.
I love white. All the time.
Yes, me too. White is such a vibe. Like it's, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm getting married next month. So like, I've literally been wearing white, like every day, always.
Yes.
But yeah, like give yourself that like mind space to rewrite your own personal stories. Like these stories might be something that like your principal in elementary school told you, or your older sister told you. Like there's so much garbage that like we're still holding onto from our childhood. And a lot of that is keeping our self-expression really small.
Yeah.
And we have the opportunity to choose a new narrative. And it's like, I think the word liberating just keeps coming through. Like when you rewrite those stories for yourself and like you decide that you are the kind of woman that wears a hat, you are the kind of woman that wears all white.
Yep.
You can wear all white and not spill spaghetti sauce on you. Like just change that story and it'll set you free.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, so much resonance with everything that you are sharing in this, of like, just like excavate all of the beliefs. I mean, I was like this too. I was one that totally said, I can never wear hats. My head is too small. Hats, you know, just don't fit me. And I have like one favorite hat that I wear all the time. I'm sure all of you have seen me wear it. I wear it. I wear it like nonstop. My friends, when I was at a bachelor party in Arizona last spring, they're like, Nina, like this hat, you're just like, love the hat. I'm like, yeah, I love the hat. And then we go out and like, everyone's complimenting the hat. They're like, where's that hat from? I love that hat. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to own this. I'm going to wear it 3 nights in a row. I love this.
Like, I love this so much. And if you're a businesswoman and you're listening to this, like do the Nina, like get a hat and wear the F out of it, because that becomes your signature style and people start to know you about it. Like, show up on your Zooms in the hat, do your lives in the hat, let it be part of like your ambiance. You know, it's like, it's a part of you. People will recognize you. I always say, I love that you do that. And I don't even think that that came from like our time working together, but like, wear that hat and let it be a part of your brand.
Yeah. It totally. I know we found it, my boyfriend bought it for me when we were visiting Taos, like, and it was like, just fit me so good. And I was like, I'm going to wear it. I mean, I wear it with like all the outfits that you gifted me. I'm like, I wear it all the time. But again, I had that belief for so long. I can't wear hats. They like overwhelm me. So just excavate all those beliefs, excavate all of the things that you've picked up from other people and liberate yourself, especially to like out of this box of like societal sameness and mediocrity that we've been so programmed into. You know, I can even remember growing up, right, when we're in school, and maybe some of you grew up wearing a school uniform. I didn't, but like, you know, then you see what everyone else is wearing. And again, I don't think I own my own style, like for the majority of the years of my life, because I was always looking around. What is everyone else wearing? What's in? What's cool? How am I going to fit in? And right, liberation happens when we really step into our own lane and we decide, I love this. I don't need permission from anybody to tell me that this is like on trend or on brand. Like, I just get to love this because this makes me feel good. And you said something else too that was really powerful, Fallon, about, you know, it's not about trying to like get attention. And I think, again, as women, we attach a lot with our style and the way that we look and the way that we dress, often from that wounded feminine template of how can I get attention, especially maybe from men, right? Or from each other, right? For some kind of validation that I'm worthy enough, I'm sexy enough, I'm desired enough, I'm whole enough, I'm cool enough, right? Whatever those stories are, they were, trust me, very alive for me for many years. But right, it's like, it's not about that. It's about, I love myself so much that this is what makes me feel good. And this is how I'm going to express and radiate again, the wholeness and worthiness and radiance that I know I already am, because, you know, I am, you know, my whole thing is beloved identity. Like, I already know myself as this whole radiant, worthy, you know, beautiful woman. And because I know who I am, you know, through the image of God and the divine, I don't need to prove that to anybody else. And I feel like once you can anchor that, you know, it just gets to be expressed. And when you do wear things that are like, amazing, it's not because you're trying to get attention. It's just because it magnifies what you already feel inside.
Yes, it's a mirror of your inner and outer world. And I was just talking to a girlfriend this morning. We went out for coffee, and the people I admire, their style, they're usually like in their 40s plus, because like you were saying, when we're younger, we're just figuring out our style. We're basically trying to dress just like our best friend. Yeah. We're wearing whatever is on trend, whatever we're told to wear. We don't have that sense of style yet. And if you look at every woman in their 40s, like, I want to be the 9-year-old who is like decked out in all the jewels and all the jazz.
Yes.
Because you're dressing for yourself, and it doesn't matter who else you're getting dressed for. Like, I'm not going to lie, I almost reached out to you and were like, oh, is this going to be a video experience? And then I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter. Like, I want to look good because that's what makes me feel good. And that's what makes me show up. Like, especially when we're someone, like if you're working on Zoom, like, you know what it's like to not show your screen because you didn't wash your hair. Like, every day, like, it doesn't have to be like over the top, but like just taking care of yourself, taking that extra 5 minutes in the mirror, like maybe you put on mascara, maybe you put on a hat or earrings. Like, I always say, like, some sort of statement piece, like from the neck up, is a beautiful way to show up for your business. Like, you can be in your joggers and your yoga pants on the bottom, but like, give yourself that opportunity to be seen, to be proud of your presence. And it literally translates into the way you speak, into the way you're a human. And like, I think that personal style is like so underused in our personal development and in the success of our business. Like, totally. It gets to propel you forward so massively into your success, into your next level. It's like a layer of manifestation. dressing for your next level is like a beautiful gift to give yourself. And like, maybe you don't quite yet have the budget, but you still get to think and dream and imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think you were the one who really inspired me into this. Cause y'all who know me, I'm like so low key. I am like natural. I'm going to an event if I am wearing mascara or like any makeup, roll out of bed. My hair is in a braid. I just take it, you know, I'm like the most low maintenance kind of woman, but I do have fun with you know, especially through like jewelry, like fun earrings or a necklace or a hat or something like that. But I'd recognize for so long, if you go back on my Instagram, I'm always wearing like my workout clothes, like, because that's who I am. I'm mostly in my comfy cozies, my workout stuff. But there was a shift and a pivot in my life. And again, Fallon, you really inspired me into this of like, what would it be like if I did take 5 extra minutes and like, just like put on something that made me feel more alive, more vibrant, like more of myself through my clothes, whether again, it was just earrings or something simple. And I started to really show up that way, you know, through my workshops, through my Zoom calls, because I'm always on Zoom, like through the different spaces that I enter. And there is such a difference in my energetic essence when I take the time. And again, it's usually like 1 minute that I'm like, let me just like do something that makes me feel just even more myself and beautiful and radiant, you know, and I get to show up, you know, into this space, like in the deeper embodiment of that first, because it's for me. And again, just this whole conversation that I'm just letting that shine and it's overflow. And I do show up different. I definitely show up differently to calls, to conversations when I took that time. And when I really do feel good and like how I'm being expressed and exposed in that way.
I've witnessed it. I can remember like seeing you, like, cause of course I've taken courses with you. Like I have definitely witnessed, like, and I love to hear that it's only 5 minutes. Like I'm not asking you to like dress like me, right? Like you're dressing like yourself. How can you make yourself feel more like Nina?
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, every single one of us has the opportunity each day, wake up. Yeah. How do I want to feel today? Who do I want to be today? Like we get to create that for ourselves. And like some days I might be like Sporty Spice. Other days, like I'm wearing sparkly heels and like, it's fun. It's a playground. I think you use that word. Like,
yeah,
it's like, playground. Yeah, it's so exciting. And like the more playful and the more curious we get to be, the more exciting it is and the more life-giving it is as well. And like just me witnessing you, like people notice. Mm. Other people notice, like people in your community, your family, your friends. It's something that's felt. And maybe it's something that like if you're listening, maybe you haven't thought of this before, you know, and it's like, whoa, huge light bulb moment. Like, yes, take this and run with it. Like be playful and give yourself the permission slip to just like explore self-expression through personal style.
Yeah. And so much is coming alive. I'm like, I love this just like beautiful ping pong. Like every time you speak on, I'm like, ooh, this other little like spark totally is coming up. When you were saying that too, you know, and you know, Fallon, I do a lot of deep inner child work and healing, you know, in my space and a lot of, you know, through relationship with God and like restoring your faith, but like healing and nurturing those younger parts of yourself to really restore and resurrect that playfulness, that innocence, that curiosity, that wonder, like that sense of just fun and joy. And I feel like a lot of this, like coming back into relationship with your personal style really is very healing for your inner child, right? Because it does evoke that sense of curiosity, of wonder, like, oh, what would happen if I put this on today? What would happen if I try this? Like, who am I to get those earrings? But like, let's just see, like, let's have fun. That's so childlike. And I feel again, when we are in the expression of that childlike innocence, there's so much radiance. Like it's a fell energy, right? Like who doesn't want to be around a child who's like literally having the time of their life, laughing, playing, exploring, like being in the full sovereign expression of who they are. Like it's contagious. It's such a magnetic and beautiful energy.
You said that so well. Like, you used every single word. Like, yes, I feel that completely. And I actually am like a perfect testament to all of that. Like, how I came back into my, basically like my sense of self, was I started selling my clothes. And you know, you watched it. I was
always so fun. Yeah. Favorite part of the week, Fallon's finds. Like,
yes, Fallon's fashion. It was Fallon's fashion. It was received so well by everyone because it was me and my authenticity. And I was just doing it for fun. I was just like, I have all of these clothes. I'm going to sell them. Like, I had no idea what I was doing. And then look at it. It's led me into my business. And it's one of those things that, like, me and my best friend joke about this. We're like, wait, how did we not think of this? Like, duh. Like, it's the things that come so naturally to you. They're like staring at you in the face, right? But they're like too loud. You can't hear them.
Yeah.
I'm like, what if I never discovered that? And I discovered it through play. I discovered it by emphasizing the factor of fun. And that's what I really tuned into. And that's what I followed. And those are the steps that I continue to take until it's led me into this like beautiful evolution of my business. And like, even since the time we worked together, like you were one of my first clients. And I feel like I've come so far, and there's been like so many different pathways. Like, something that I've always been really good about is like reinventing myself and not making myself wrong for it. Like, it's something like, I just stumbled into this. Like, I didn't go to school for fashion. I don't know anything about any name brand. Like, I've heard of Dolce & Gabbana because I used to wear the perfume. Like, but I don't know anything about like any like name brand at all.
Yeah.
But either. I know what it's like to feel good, to want to mirror my inner world. Like, think of all like the successful women on the coaching industry and like all of the external, I mean, all the inner work that we do on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And we get to reflect that to the world.
Yeah.
And that comes in the form of self-expression and visibility. And some women, I think, are missing that element in their business.
Totally.
And it's like, yeah, it's a missing piece that like, it's probably not the most obvious, but like, I promise you, it's like so life-giving and so rewarding. And it's like something once it's experienced, it's like, oh, duh. Like, I want a dose of that on a daily basis. Like, we have to get dressed every single day, no matter what. I mean, most of us. And so why not give yourself just like the gift of, first of all, it's a gift of presence, like spending time with yourself in the mirror, being really intentional, the way you touch yourself, the way you feel yourself, the way you see yourself. It's all just like a beautiful, like, circulation of love.
Mm. Absolutely. And I feel again, like this expression of, again, I feel inner and outer style is how people feel you. And especially if you are someone who is in the online realm and a maybe service-based entrepreneur who utilizes, you know, the realm of media, I definitely find the people that trust me and invest in me are the people that feel me. They feel me before they say yes to something deeper with me. And right, that felt essence is through the way that I speak, the way that I share my intention and values to connect and collaborate and co-create, but also through my style, through how I show up, right, in my expression when I'm in that channel with those beautiful heartbeats. So I just feel style is such a beautiful way to help the intimacy of that feeling, that felt sense. And I love what you said too about following the fun, because I have found that to be truly, and again, 2 years of running my business, you know, in this way, online entrepreneurship, always, always, always. And I've gone through a lot of pivots, a lot of shifts, again, a lot of, I don't know what word you just used, Fallon, new identities. You said, reinventing yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Like, right. Definitely in this here, like you're always going to be in this because you are literally this beautiful evolution over a lifetime. You're always going to be evolving and changing. But what I always, always, always tune into is this fun? And I really am always tuning into the pulse of fun and excitement, because if it doesn't excite me and feel fun for me, it's not going to feel fun and exciting for my community. And it is just the biggest truth I feel that I come back to time and time again, like truly follow what's fun, what lights me up, what is making me feel like, oh, I'm coming alive. You know, even in this recent expression of my business, which has taken like 2 years to birth, there's so much excitement and pulse around what I share currently. I don't even have to work. And I'm sure you feel this way too, Fallon. Like, I don't work to create content. I don't force what I'm expressing. I don't force the offers that are coming through because I'm always trusting and listening to God's guidance. And I'm feeling into like, what is most alive for me? What feels most fun? Even if it doesn't make sense, like to anyone else at first, it makes sense to me and it feels exciting for me. So I'm going to like keep following the pulse of that and see what wants to be birthed through that. So I just feel like that and what you shared is such powerful advice for entrepreneurs that are in this space.
Totally. Yeah. I have that same aliveness where I'm just obsessed with what I do. And it's almost like there was a point where I'm like, wait, I can't actually charge people for this. Like, how is this a business? Like this, it comes so easy to me and it's so totally fun. And this is like, wait, if I could wake up and do this on a daily basis, oh wait, I can. And like the women that I'm like calling into my community that I get to work with, it just like, it doesn't even seem real. And there's like those pinch me moments, which is just such a gift and how it should feel.
Yeah.
It's been so fun stumbling into this. And it's one of those things where I surrendered completely and I was almost rewarded and gifted. Like it's just the thing that was sitting right in front of my face. But wait, I wanted to go back to what you said about the feeling, because that is what makes people know you, trust you, love you, want to work with you. Like when we land on your page and it's like, we pay attention, first of all, to like your words, your heart, your soul, but how we feel when you're in your presence. And ultimately that's your essence, your vibe. Like, I can't even tell you, I don't know if you saw, but I just changed my profile title. Like I went from heart worker to personal stylist. Well, I've always been a style icon, but I just changed it to vibe coach. And
love that.
Don't even know what it means. One of my clients that I was working with, she shared about our time together with her community and she called me her vibe coach. And I was like, I am a vibe coach.
I love that. Oh my God.
Right?
I'm obsessed with that.
I'm obsessed with it too. I'm like, I've never felt so seen. I've like always been resistant to use the word coach in my title. And suddenly I am like screaming on the top of a mountain cliff. Yes. Like I am a vibe coach.
Yeah. Yes. 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 And isn't it so fun too, when we get those like, because sometimes it is so hard to see ourselves. And when we can get those like reflection, like when we are just in our channel of like magic and excitement and what is natural to us. And like, we have those reflections from others, like, oh, this is what you are. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. I can own that. That's, I like that. And and that's just such a tribute, Fallon, that, you know, you're in your lane. You're exactly where you're meant to be and doing exactly what you're meant to be doing. And I'm so curious, kind of like, as we're beginning to like wrap up the conversation, I want to hear what is really exciting for you right now? Like what is most fun, most exciting, whether that's personally, professionally, in your business, in your life? Yeah. Where is that flow of excitement in this moment?
Oh my God. I have so much excitement right now. I mean, first of all, you know this, I'm planning a wedding. I'm getting married next month. So that's just been a dream to design, style, dream of, and like to watch it coming to life. Like I feel so like supported, you know, my dream dress, got my dream sparkly boots, all of the things. And then just to get to share it with my family and my friends, it's going to be such a beautiful gift. And I've also had this like idea brewing that like, oh, maybe I want to style brides, because there's just so much that goes into it. Like the dress for the engagement party, the engagement shoot, the bachelorette, like I've got that's something so brewing. Yeah. So much. And I just love it. I also, you know, I'm doing these really fun styled photo shoots where I get to work with my best friend, who's just like the most incredible photographer. And I'm working with other coaches in the industry right now and styling their clients, which is like so exciting. Yeah, it's just like this, it's like this canvas that I get to paint. Like every day I get to create. And I know so deeply in my heart that like what I do is so much bigger than the cute clothes. And I do feel that I'm starting to find my messaging to really translate that into, thank you. It's something that I was stuck on for a little bit. I'm like, okay, but wait, you know, I'm more than that. Like I wouldn't consider myself a fashionista. Like that's not me. I'm someone that cares deeply about people's hearts, like about people falling in love with themselves, helping other women feel confident, comfortable, and radiant. And that's something that I've always been really good at, is making other people feel comfortable in my presence. Yeah. And I love it. I love what I get to do. I love watching other women come alive in their self-expression. And yeah, it's just been so fun. And I feel excited every day to wake up and do what I love.
Yeah, it's so exciting. It's so fun to watch. And truly, yeah, you do just make people feel at such like ease and just comfort. Like, I mean, from day one, like online and in person, Fallon, like that's always how I feel around you. Like, oh, I can just like be myself. Like,
oh my God, I love that. Yeah. As something actually, it's really important to me that like who I am online and who I am when you meet me in person is the exact, like, I actually hope that the person you meet in person is like, oh my God, she's even nicer in person. Or, you know, that feeling, like that's something that's really important to me. And I think it's like, we have this beautiful opportunity to connect to people worldwide through the bridge of the internet.
Yeah.
And at the same time, to be able to connect to people in person is so beautiful. And I feel like we've been given that gift of just like presence and friendship, and just so grateful that the online portal brought us into our togetherness.
I know, like, I know that is the beauty of the internet. I'm like, I've met like most of my friends, like I'm at my parents' house right now on Cape Cod, and have like all these calls, you know, for my podcast, or like friend calls or client calls. And my parents are like, who are you talking to? Like, my dad came in the other day. I was talking to my friend. He's like, what's this friend? Where is she from? I'm like, oh, she's in Mexico. Like, we met online, but we're like really close friends. And my dad's like, and then like the night after, I was like talking to my friend in Australia. Like, it's just like, my parents are like, that is so cool, because right, like those opportunities didn't always exist. And then it is like, oh, this amazing gift when we get to connect in person, which, I mean, I think for both of us, we've been fortunate to bridge a lot of those online connections to in-person connections and like build the friendship, you know, in both of these realms, which is, it's just so cool. It truly is. Like, whenever I get down on social media, I'm always like, remember all the friends that you made through this platform, like through sharing your heart and sharing, you know, what's alive for you and just being yourself. Like, it really is a blessing. Like, don't diss it, like be in the appreciation of it, you know?
And Nina, you honestly, in my world, in my eyes, you are like the queen of bringing women into community, and the way you lead yourself and the way you lead others. It's honestly like, I don't know anyone else in the industry that does it so gracefully as you do. It's really beautiful.
Oh my God. Fallon, that like, well, way of grace was birthed from some of that, the reflection in it, you know, it is, but Fallon, I need to receive more. I'm like really working on my receiving and just receiving, but it is, it's like, when you prioritize those values that are most important to you and just keep those the focal point and keep those as the compass and what's directing you, and never losing, you know, your firm devotion and commitment to those things, I feel like there's just this beautiful opening. And that truly is how I built my whole business. And I know for you too, Fallon, like prioritizing intimacy, connection, collaboration, like, and truly like wanting to know the heartbeats that are in your space, like in both my real life or my online worlds, you know, it's like, there's such a value in every heartbeat that's here. Like, I feel you, even if I'm like don't know you really deeply personally, like there's such a desire for me to like feel you on some level in my heart, in my body. And I think we do get to prioritize that. And that gets to be something that does fuel, you know, the expansion and growth of your business. I personally couldn't do it any other way. So I don't know how I would do it if those weren't like my pillars, but yeah, I think, and I don't know, we have big, I'm kind of a pretend Leo. I have a Leo moon and Leo rising. Fallon is a Leo. I feel like that Leo energy, baby. It's just like, I love everyone. I'm about love. Like, you know, love
totally.
Is the answer and the bridge and the liberation.
Leo energy, baby. It's real. Yeah. I want everyone that comes into my world to feel like we're best friends. And it's important to me that when people come into my world, they feel seen, they feel safe, they feel like they belong here. Yeah. And like, I know I do such a good job at that in person. And it's something I'm still working online because, you know, it's hard when but like the minute you reach out to me in my DM, we're best friends. Like, I don't care, you know, what you said, like, I love a great meme, like whatever it is, like, please, I would love to hear from you. Like your community is my community. Like, I feel like the more we can just be ourselves, the more we can like really just create a greater sense of intimacy in the world. It's like
totally
it bringing each other. Yeah.
Yeah. And it, and you know what I've learned so much too. And I feel like Fallon, you've been in this too. It's like the more, and this goes right back to where we started. It's like the more we truly just share what is most alive in our heart, and we're just clear in sharing our values with our community and our beliefs and what's important and our intentions. It's like, sometimes it takes time to build like that really deep, like intimate connection with our community. But it's like, the more you just stay devoted to that and like, just keep sharing again, the way of your heart, the people that are connected to the heartbeat of what you're sharing are gonna come. They're there. And often when we're pivoting too, it takes time for that really deep felt sense of community to arrive. But that doesn't mean you give up because, you know, the first like couple of weeks you didn't feel like, oh shoot, like I don't feel it. Stay with the pulse, stay connected, stay anchored, stay really in the expression of those values and of what's important to you, and just keep sharing those things that you feel called to share that are alive within you, and know and trust that those people on the receiving end are like just getting closer and closer and closer as they keep feeling that heartbeat, you know?
That's so beautiful. I love that. Just stay in the pulse.
Stay in the pulse.
I love that.
Yeah, the pulse is everything. That's the feminine. Stay in that heartbeat, that rhythm, that pulse, and everything opens. And Fallon, I would love to just hear too, you know, what offerings you have right now, like how we can connect with you. All of your stuff is going to be linked below, but you know, what are your favorite places to play, and like what spaces are alive? You know, where are you welcoming, you know, heartbeats into your space right now?
Yes. So I basically live on Instagram and I love connecting with women in my DMs. I make lots of reels. I think they're pretty funny. If they're not funny, yeah, at least I have a cute outfit on. I'm usually dancing, but I definitely inspire fun and flavor. And then I do like personal shopping and personal styling, my iconic shopping experience. I have retreats. I have a retreat coming up in June. And then, I mean, the personal branding photo shoots are definitely a vibe and something that if that's something you're looking to really like up level your brand and step into your next level of expression, I think it is an incredible gift to give yourself and to give your business as well.
Yeah, 100%. I know. And I was like, oh, we didn't even touch on the photo shoot piece. And I'm curious, is that only in San Diego, Fallon, or are you helping people like through online to do some of that branding and style, you know, say they have a photo shoot somewhere else where they're not local to you. You know what I mean?
All the styling is done virtually.
Beautiful.
And so I have two different price points as far as like, if we're just doing the styling portion, or if you are in San Diego, I basically show up to the photo shoot as your personal hype girl. And it's the best time ever.
I know. I love that. This might have to be a whole nother conversation, Fallon, because yeah. I'll go down a rabbit hole with like photo and branding and like, you know, your essence and everything, but it does make such a difference. You know, usually when I do a photo shoot, I have one of my best friends with me along with the photographer. Like, you know, it gets to be a party. It gets to be fun. It gets to be something that is exciting and like feels good. I think so often I used to like kind of like dread photo shoots, I think, because I was a little bit shyer and like expressing myself, you know, through photos. And I had that like hypercritical like voice of, you know, perfectionism and all the things in my head. And the second I just like let myself be liberated, which often was through a great photographer or someone who was helping me style the shoot, there was such freedom and then such like joy and really knowing that, like, again, the photos and the essence and just like the outfit and the style is displaying that part of you. Again, it's like that inner essence just gets to be revealed in deeper ways. So I love that you're doing that. And I mean, I've seen a lot of your work, Fallon, and who's the photographer?
Laura, my good friend, Laura Costa. Yeah.
She's amazing. Like
incredible.
Yeah, the photos come out so beautiful. So I love that.
And just because you said this, yeah, if you're not ready to hire me yet, bringing your best friend to your photo shoot is such an amazing idea because you want to feel comfortable in your skin and your expression. And that's when the photographer can really capture your essence. So bring your best friend and have a vibey playlist.
Yeah.
Oh, those are my two tips.
Yes. Love that. Okay. Love that. We got part of that in. Oh, yeah. I love that so much. And yeah, truly all of you listening, you know, we're so grateful for you being here and receiving this conversation. And Fallon and I both truly do love connecting and communicating with you. So like, do not hesitate to reach out to us on Instagram and send us a message, you know, share your reflections, your insights, you know, what you deeply received through this conversation. And Fallon, I'm just so grateful for your time and energy and just your playfulness and your presence. And I just love and adore you so much. And I'm so grateful that you were here to bless us in this space.
Oh, truly my honor. Like, I had no idea where this conversation would really go, but I feel like it went all the right directions.
I know, it always does. Always.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We'll have another part at some point in the podcast journey here, but yeah, until then, we will see you next time on the Rising Feminine Collective.